Cats and kittens, welcome to the Toot 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 Paranormal Podcast with your host, Jen and Joe.
Meow, Joey.
A little bit of ragtime jazz piano there.
I don't know why I was just feeling that music for this topic.
When I showed up at the Shanley Hotel that first time, well, shouldn't say the first time when we first showed up there.
Time.
Yeah. That's kind of the feel I got.
Yeah. Didn't you like hear that music in your head?
And it's like, just that old time building of the Roaring Thirties, and
yeah, just what you would expect from an old hotel.
Yeah,
live piano music.
Yeah,
you know. So
I mean, even though a lot of its history was pre-30s and all, it was 1800s and all that, but still you had that feeling to
it. Yeah, that hustle bustle, happy traveling. You know, when people dressed up to travel in suits and.
Skirts. Actually dressed up in suits to go out.
Yeah, the olden days. So what's going on, my brother?
Another great week.
Yeah, it's been great.
Busy, busy, busy. Awesome fun.
It just never ends. I can't believe that just how every week it's like, okay, we're here in the studio again. Mm-hmm. We're here in the studio again.
You know, I went out last night with Big Dog Paranormal.
Ooh.
We investigated at the Collingwood Arts Center again.
Oh.
And I didn't get anything.
No, come on.
No, I didn't.
That place is so active.
I know.
I was like, worried something was going to throw itself at you.
Like it did last time I was there.
I know.
And I did go down in the room, in the death room. And the wall that fell over on me, I went to move it and all that. And thing weighs about 300 pounds. This thing, I don't know how it fell over on us.
It was pushing.
Pushed. Yeah.
Because
I could feel it. And it actually like kept shoving against me.
And you know, the interesting thing about that was that same thing happened to Harold and Butch.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just
that
like
morning.
One the same day, the same wall, the same way. You know, that's just a confirmation that that was not just an accident.
I know.
Something was trying to push this
the
over
same
on you guys.
Morning, one of the teammates, I forget which team it was. She actually had that burn mark of a handprint on her in her neck.
Oh, that was Haunted Toledo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. So anyhow, I left a little early. I left at 1:30.
Okay.
Because I was up since God knows what time. And I don't know what evidence I got, but, you know, we'll let everybody know later.
Yeah. So, you know, go to Big Dog Paranormal's website. Maybe they'll be posting some
Something,
of the evidence on there. But, yeah, how many people were at that investigation?
There was actually 20 people there.
Oh, great.
Which is huge. I mean, that's a lot of people. But the place is so big,
yeah.
We didn't even see the other teams. That
yeah.
There was a different team there also that kind of, it was like a mutual thing where two teams one night. And I never saw the rest of the other team the whole night.
Wow. That's cool. I mean,
the place is awesome.
It is. And I, you know, been there how many times? We've been there a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just wasn't up for it. I just was, like, feeling like something was going to get me. I was like, no.
It was weird because
maybe because I saged you. Maybe they weren't coming around.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's probably
it. I sprayed Joe with my smudge off spray. So it's liquid sage and distilled water. And there's crystals, actually,
yeah.
in this bottle that I bought at one of the shows that we went to. I think it was Mid-Michigan.
Mid-Michigan, yeah.
And I bought the sage smudge off, it's called. And it's a liquid spray, and I love it. I use it every day. Every day, I spray it up in the air, and I stand under it and let it fall over me so nothing negative comes into my aura.
Oh, okay. So I was on the web.
Yeah.
On the web.
Yeah.
The Wild World Web. And I went to an article written by Paul Seaborn. Now get this. Organ-eating ghost blamed for death of men in Thailand.
Bum, 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 bum.
Tang, 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 tang. Health officials in the U.S. may think their jobs are tough, but at least they don't have to deal with terrifying people who believe that ghosts have eaten their inner organs of the neighbors.
Ew. Scary ghost story.
Yeah. The National Media Group in Thailand reports that the Khaslan province chief public officer, Dr. Pruit, and I'm going to torture this last name.
You can do it.
Sribrantat.
Okay, that's close enough.
I'll just call him Dr. Pruit.
Okay.
Ordered a doctor and a team of psychologists to the area of the North Kung Sai district where four men have died under mysterious circumstances.
Ooh.
And the villagers blame a female probe spirit that got into the side of them and ate out their inner organs.
Ooh, that's scary.
Shadow of a hollow man.
Kind of like a real attachment with teeth.
Yeah, that's...
Zombie.
Doctor...
Something or other.
Another doctor. Dr. Sung Kang Ram.
That was good.
The preventive medicine specialist sent in to investigate determined that one of the men died of leptospirosis, a bacterial disease that can cause kidney damage and could lead to death. And the other one had blood pressure problems.
Oh.
So it only says two there, but, you know.
But who's to say that a spirit couldn't get in you and cause problems?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk about attachments all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But those diagnoses didn't appear appeasing to the locals, who then called in a hermit to perform a ghost-chasing ritual, which seemed to calm their fears. This is good news for the widow in the village, who some people identify as the ghost.
Oh, so she's getting blamed for it?
That's right. Yeah. Well, it's always a woman's problem.
Oh, you hush. Man, oh man.
The psychologist planned to stay around offering consoling. They will hope to prevent future panic attacks.
Panic.
Panic in the village. And they say good luck with that. The probe ghost sounds like any number of female spirits in the Thai culture and Buddhism. The most famous is the croissant, which is a famous French... No, it's K-R-A-S-U-E, Krasu.
I don't know.
Well, that's a female spirit with no body and has her own inner organs draped around her neck as she floats through the air looking for victims whose own organs can eat.
Sounds like an episode of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it does.
In Thailand.
You know, that's been the theme of a lot of Thai horror movies.
Well, I'll just say that, you know, sometimes I eat Thai food and it really messes with my innards.
There you go. So that was supposed to be my gory story that
it
I
was gory.
Hacked.
That was gory.
I should have just scary. Let the person that typed it up read it.
All right. Shanley Hotel.
Yeah, that was really great. I mean, just traveling there and seeing, you know, you think of New York and all I think about is the city.
Right.
But it's nothing like that. It was all beautiful hills and mountains and tunnels.
Oh, my gosh. It was Bigfoot country for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So densely forested. Like, Joe and I at one point were driving literally on the side of a mountain on the expressway on the side of a mountain. I'm just like, oh, man, it was rough. My anxiety was sky high. I'm like, if Bigfoot doesn't get me, this mountain will.
Yeah. And, you know, you think about it, and we talked about it on the trip. You look at those woods, and as far as you can see was woods and forest or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't there be a Bigfoot in there?
We don't know.
You think, have people even been in those spots? You know, I'm sure someone has, but you don't know.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, they say that Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York are one of the biggest hot spots for Bigfoot sightings.
Yeah.
But nestled in a small little city called Napanock, New York, in the great state of New York.
Which, by the way, has the smallest Walmart I've ever been in.
Yes, that was kind of fun. Okay, so the Haunted Shanley Hotel, Joe.
Yes.
Let me tell you a little bit about it.
Okay.
All right, cool. So the Haunted Shanley has been a topic among, you know, paranormal investigators for a long time now. Ghost Hunters, I believe, had a show. Okay. They went in there and investigated. I'm sure there's been other groups that's been on other
different TV shows.
Yeah, definitely. But it's a 35-room hotel, which okay, if you picture like an 1800s hotel,
yeah,
you know, and everybody can just Google a picture of it. It's like the old white clapboard type with the big wraparound porch. And it's just interesting. It has a mysterious hidden basement. And they call it, what the quote they say about it is, the spirits are in.
Yeah. There's actually a huge poster or a big board outside that says the spirit. Or actually, it's right over the front door.
Yep. So there's many cases regarding witnesses to what is believed to be paranormal activity at the Shanley. Believe that the spirits that reside in the structure are attempting to communicate secrets to the living, and they want to be brought into the light. Rumors have it that there's been deaths associated, covered up in the history of the establishment. Murders have been committed in, around the hotel. Secrets plagued the building. It was built in 1845, so I don't even know if you do the math how long ago that was. So that would be 1945.
Let's see.
So maybe 150.
I would have been, hold.
60. Yeah. I don't know. So probably a good couple, 100 and a half years, we'll say, plus. It was constructed by a man named Thomas Rich. He put a lot of effort into it that, you know, so it would accommodate travelers, the locals. He emphasized some of the special amenities that it had at the time. It had the best food and lodging. Exquisite furnishings were placed in there. And then in 1851, the structure was named the Hungerford's Hotel. It continued to experience success while passing hands of ownership a couple of times over the 30 years. So in 1887, a man named Adolph Wagner purchased it. He had a great run until 1895, so almost 10 years. And in 1895, he had a house. Well, there was a house that was located near it, caught fire, and spread to the Shanley and destroyed almost all of it.
Okay.
Okay. So the hotel was rebuilt and reopened for business in November of 1895. So that's 95 is 100 years, probably 120 years or so ago. So immediately after that they rebuilt it, it continued to change hands. And then in October of 1906, a man named James Lewis Shanley purchased the establishment and changed the name to the Shanley Hotel. He was a successful entrepreneur. And then when it came to like business and real estate, he was at the top of his game there.
Okay.
They moved to Napanock. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me go back. So he moved his family to Napanock to contend with some health challenges that he was faced with. So he took the opportunity to invest in the business. He was very well loved by the community when he did come in there. He created several ways to attract the public. He would have card tournaments, social gatherings. He had a bowling alley and room for billiards in the building.
Oh, really?
Which is interesting because we didn't get on the basement. So I'm probably assuming that the bowling alley would have been in the basement.
It's hard to say. Maybe. Well, yeah. I didn't see any rooms that would look like they would have.
Yeah.
Be unless big
there
enough.
Was some. I bet you there were places that we didn't get to see.
Well, the basement was a big one.
And then the apartments and. You know, that lady had her own apartment.
That actually turned into a bordello in the back.
Oh, yeah. He also integrated a barber shop for the men in the area. And, you know, many hardships and tragedies happened to the Shanley family and people that work there. So here's a few of, you know, some of the history of the deaths. So Beatrice Shanley, who was James, who bought the place. She gave birth to 3 children, but all of them passed away prior to being 9 months old. She was a very well-loved lady. She adored children, but was very, very heartbroken, as well as her husband. It was really hard on them when their children died. So Beatrice, who lost her children, had a sister named Esther, who came and lived at the hotel. I think we were in her bedroom at one point. Well, I don't know if you went in her bedroom.
I don't know.
Okay. So she had an apartment that was attached to the hotel. And when she gave birth to her 3rd child, she passed away. So Beatrice and James were given custody of her sister's children to raise.
Okay.
So they didn't have children of their own. The sister died. Mm-hmm. They got to take, you know, on their children. The barber who lived and was very well loved by the community and the travelers, he's daughter, who was 4 years old, drowned in an old-fashioned well that is located at the establishment. It's actually right across a little side street next to the hotel.
Next to the hotel.
There's like a park and then this well, which has since been covered with a stone slab or mm-hmm. a cement slab. It's kind of squared off, but there is a well underneath that. And then throughout the years, the hotel faced, you know, many tragedies. Individuals would come up missing. There was various murders that happened at the location. You know, there were many undocumented strange happenings, you know, mm-hmm. people disappearing type thing. In 1937, on August 26, James Shanley had a heart attack and died. So at that time, Beatrice Shanley decided to sell the hotel to a man named Al Hazen, and he had been born on the same day, but a different year as James Shanley. So they had the same birthday. And he also died on 26th of August, but years later. So
really?
He and James Shanley both had the same birthday and died on the same day, but years apart.
So they would have been the same age too.
Yeah. Interesting, huh? Some of the hauntings that happened at the Shanley, and then we can talk about, you know, some
of our evidence that we captured.
Is that they've seen James Shanley in the hotel. A man that fits his description wanders around the establishment in a misty apparition is what they've reported to see him as. They can hear a woman mourning, and likely it's Beatrice crying over the loss of her three children and her sister. A beautiful woman in Victoria-style dress can be seen sometimes in the hallway and going down that beautiful staircase, you know, that mm-hmm. main staircase. You go up a staircase and then you go around and then you go up this other like kind of grander staircase. It's really interesting because you would think that like the grand staircase would be right when you walk in, but it's, you have to go up a flight, mm-hmm. which is kind of interesting. And then, you know, they hear scent or smell scents of perfume, cigar, pipe tobacco, food when there isn't.
Which we did. I remember smelling the perfumes.
Which is very interesting, mm-hmm. huh? Because, you know, like even if physically a scent was in a wallpaper or a wood or something like that, you would have to heat it up or, and who's to say it would linger for, you know, 100 years,
yeah.
Really.
But, so let's get into some of the, I mean, let's talk about some of the evidence that we captured.
Okay.
Because it was so interesting because it was the first time I've ever been to the hotel, and it's kind of neat because I actually think it, since we started the podcast, it was the first famous place that we were at that was on TV. And, yeah. you know, you pull up and you're like, knowing that this is the place, you know.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
But just the history and going to a new state we've never mm-hmm. been to. Yeah. And then you pull up.
A New York state of mind.
Yeah, definitely. Like, what was your first thought when you first saw it?
It was neat because it's almost like a little town.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. the street that it's on is the original town of Napanac. And you pull up and there's the hotel and the whole street is all old buildings.
Yeah.
They're all the original buildings. And it was weird because we were standing there and I don't remember the gentleman's name, but the new owner, I was standing there with him. I
don't remember his name either.
And I was looking across the street. I'm like, oh, that's cool. They're fixing up that building across the street too. And he's like, no, that's vacant. And I'm like, yeah, but look, there's someone up in that building. And he's like, no, that's empty.
Yeah.
Interesting. So it's like right away, I see someone that I don't know if it's an apparition or not, but I saw somebody in the window.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, there's nobody in there.
Other people from the group had seen shadows in there. And then at one point, I went across the street and stood on the porch and just eerie feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Eerie feeling, like shadow figures type feeling. At one point, we did see a shadow figure. Me and that, I cannot remember her name. She's in that other group.
Yeah,
I remember. Saw something go down the porch.
Yeah,
like old. You know, if you picture like an old wooden type porch.
Yeah, and when I went over there, it was almost like you got that feeling of an amusement park ride where mm-hmm. it was like real dizzy feeling, and that wasn't even at the Shanley. That was across the street.
Who knows what happened over there, too.
That whole area.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the well. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the well.
It's almost like a triangle from the well to that other place to the Shanley.
Yeah. So where the little girl fell into the well, didn't you say you had something happen across?
Yeah. So I went with another lady from the group, and then another gentleman. I don't know where he was from. If he was from that, he must have been part of the group. Because, okay. But anyways, I don't remember his name. But we were doing an EVP session over there, and don't remember off the top of my head if we got anything. But we had also had the K2 meter sitting there, and it's in kind of in a park, so there was no electricity around there.
Yeah.
At all, so there was no, you know, no wires going over. And we were getting hits on the K2 meter, asking the little girl questions. But you have to ask her permission, her father's permission to talk to her.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So the barber, who is well-loved, mm-hmm. That was his daughter who fell down there. And they say if you ask his permission, he'll allow you to communicate with her.
Do you know if anybody has actually had visual apparitions of her?
I don't know. Okay. That I do not know.
All right. You know, and just from the minute we got there, I feel that we were getting evidence,
mm-hmm.
even before we unloaded the car and everything.
Yeah, I had a strange feeling to it. Interesting feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like when I went into the gift shop, I was feeling stuff. They just have this small like reception area gift shop. And it was kind of a weird feeling in there too. Like mm-hmm. you were being watched.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they had a camera in there. I don't know. But that was interesting. That staircase when you first walked in, that had a strange feeling to it.
The psychic that we had with us, when we first walked in, she said, there's someone standing in that mm-hmm. corner right there.
Yeah.
And we're all like, oh, really?
And like, reach out and touch me.
Yeah.
But
it's just, it was one of the places we got a lot of evidence. As the night went on, we finally started our investigation and we all broke up into groups. And there was a bedroom upstairs. And the story goes, a girl died in the bedroom. Now, tell our listener what you experienced in that room.
Okay, so I went with two other ladies, and we went up to this bedroom. It was on the third floor. And this particular bedroom was a room that one of the working girls, she was a prostitute. They call her bordello at that in those days. That was her room, and she had a jealous lover.
Okay.
Found out that she got pregnant and he murdered her in that room. He strangled her. So we went up there and we were trying to make communication with her. So we were sitting down on her bed and we had our digital recorders going. It had the K2 meter. Just interesting feeling. It was almost like she wanted to communicate with us, but something was holding her back. We were getting just strange feelings like cold. You know, cold spots. And then once we started talking more like we understand we're women, we've been through relationship problems, you know, you don't have to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Times are different. You know, we were just talking to her as if, you know, she was just sitting there with
yeah.
us. And we said, if you can, you know, just let us know that you're here, make a knock. And there was a door. I was standing up and there's a door behind me. But it was almost like a closet that was like sealed off. So it was a wooden door and it had like a cloth, almost like a curtain in front of it. And you couldn't open it. I don't know what was behind her,
okay.
where it went to, but we heard a knocking on it, like knock, knock, knock.
Okay.
Right on the door. I mean, like right behind me. And there's no way anybody could have got in the walls behind there or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was really, really cool, but scared. It kind of mm-hmm. freaked me out a little bit because, you know, I hadn't experienced anything up until that point
yeah.
where on command
mm-hmm.
did three knocks in a row
yeah.
right behind me.
And that part of the building is the old apartment. And it's weird because you walk up there
mm-hmm.
and it's like you walk up to a main area where the madam used to have mm-hmm. her bed.
Yeah.
And then there were separate rooms off of that, which mm-hmm. at the time, the apartment that where the madam's bedroom is, was like the living room.
And, mm-hmm.
But like you said, in order to get into that space, you have to come up the stairs. That's kind of real small, tight,
yeah.
wound stairs. So nobody could sneak up on you.
Right.
Now, I had an experience in the exact same room.
Mm-hmm.
And we were up there and we were doing a session. It was me and a bunch of probably three or four other people. And I had my K2 meter and I was asking questions and we started getting hits. The K2 started to come alive. So I'm like, okay. I continued on establishing communication. And it got to the point where we were asking questions and getting answers right on the K2 meter.
Wow.
I mean, definite answers, mm-hmm. you know, blink now for yes, blink now for no, that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, I knew that there was a Ovilus 5 in the building. And I'm like, we're to the point now where we need to step up our game.
Yeah.
So I went downstairs and got the Ovilus 5. The girl that owned it came up with us. And we turned on, and it kind of bummed me out because she set it to yes and no. You know, I mean, I didn't know if she was trying to hurry or what, but it was kind of odd.
But if you're getting communication and you have a device that would give you words,
that's why
wouldn't you use it?
That's why I was like, I got to get that Ovilus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I didn't own it. She was running it. So I can't be rude. But anyhow, it really didn't matter because she set it on yes and no. And we continued to have the conversation. Now, this went on for a good 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'll do is I'll type up the transcript of the communication.
Okay.
And we'll throw it up on the show notes. But basically what I came up with, we talked to a young girl named Marguerite,
mm-hmm.
who I don't remember her age, but it was a young girl who was pregnant,
mm-hmm.
okay, that passed away in that room.
Yep.
And we asked, are you alone when you passed away? And it said, no. And we said, is there a man with you? And it clearly, right away, it was like, yes. Mm-hmm. So she ended up saying that she died in the room with a man. She was pregnant and she had a pet there. And we determined that the pet was a little dog.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So like I said, this was a 30-minute conversation, which basically is the exact same thing as what you were saying.
Yeah, it's funny because you and I hadn't compared notes until after the investigation. Yeah. And I didn't know. All I knew that was we were going up to a bordello bedroom.
Yeah.
And at that time, I didn't know the history and didn't want to. I wanted to go in and just see, hear, find out whatever I could mm-hmm. that without any background, because I just wanted to see, okay, if I do get something, does it match what the history mm-hmm. is?
And it was so bizarre that I carried on a 20-minute conversation, which I was flipping out because it's like,
that was
this cool. is amazing. Yeah. How can you, in just having these meters and carrying on a conversation mm-hmm. with something that's not there,
yeah,
that you physically can't see. Now, we did have a digital recorder in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a hold of the people that were with us, and they said they didn't hear anything.
Well, I reviewed my digital recorder mm-hmm. that I had in there, and the knocks came across on that.
Okay.
And I've got to get it over to you, but it's so funny because we went, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
And I just am now getting to mm-hmm. listening to the evidence.
Well, see, that's why we're putting on this show, because we wanted to do a regular reveal show with the paranormal group that we went with, but everybody's so busy. And I even got a hold of the person that we went mm-hmm. with, and he's like, I haven't even gone over the evidence yet.
There's a lot going on in the paranormal world right mm-hmm. now. I mean, you know, it's active everywhere, but for some reason, it just seems like Northwest Ohio is the vortex right now of hot paranormal activity. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it seem like this is just the catalyst right now? Something, like there's so much going on here. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And speaking about vortexes, one of the rooms that's in the Shannon Hotel, the upstairs,
mm-hmm.
it's on the third floor towards the end of the room. There's a, what they say, there's a portal.
Yes.
In the wall.
Oh, yeah. I remember that room.
Mm-hmm. And they say that women get dizzy when they stand against the wall. Like it's the entrance to the portal.
Yeah.
And it's what they say, like a three, like the instead of just being one portal, it's three of them or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, that was interesting. I did get a cold spot in that room, but when I stood in that spot, remember it was kind of like by the wall, between like the dresser and the uh-huh. wall, I didn't feel anything myself, but I did get a cold spot in the opposite corner of that for just a brief second. And I was like, girls, do you feel this? And they're like, yeah. And then it was gone.
Okay.
Which was weird.
Yeah. And that's one of the very common hauntings in that building is mm-hmm. women cannot stand in that spot because it gets them dizzy. And think about the murders that happened in that building.
Well, you know, there was a lot of activity during Prohibition time.
Yeah.
There was gambling, you know, illegal gambling, boozing, you know, I'm sure prostitution. So, you know, it has a long history of nefarious type activity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there have been reports of, like, you know, seeing apparitions in the hallway on the second floor where that main staircase mm-hmm. is. Lady in white walking down there. I didn't see anything, but I did have a woo-woo feeling. I was in there by myself at one point right before somebody came up the steps. I was just having that weird feeling mm-hmm. and then the cold and then somebody came up and it was gone. I'm like, oh,
one of the things why? That which was really good with the group that we went with, they had cameras throughout the whole building. Mm-hmm. The stairway cameras. Okay. It was really cool because when you're looking at the monitors on infrared, in the stairways, the dust was showing up so much.
Yeah, it was.
It was like snowing.
Mm-hmm.
The air going through the building, it's so weird because it wasn't hot out, so Mm-mm. It was a little chilly out, if I can remember right. So all the doors and windows were shut.
Right.
But the draft going through there was like, and the reason I bring it up is because it's almost like a vortex. That stairway, the dust was going so fast past the camera, but as we were sitting there,
mm-hmm.
there was a few times where light anomalies, now, I don't want to say that they were orbs,
mm-hmm.
but you can see the dust going by, and then all of a sudden, there's real slow ones would go past.
Right, so it just seemed like, you know, like we all took turns watching the cameras mm-hmm. and the monitors, just, you know, so other people could go and investigate different areas, and we were notating as things happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, same thing. We were watching, the dust had a certain flow and a certain pattern to it, but there were times I'm like, Joe, look at this. It was definitely either stationary orb.
I forgot about those.
Or moving at a pace of like somebody walking.
Mm-hmm.
But there was also dust at the same time, which was like kind of like
see the dust.
Snow globe mm-hmm. effect type thing to it. So that was really interesting. One of the other interesting things, the current owner, husband, Sal, had passed away like the summer before.
Yeah.
Now, he absolutely loved the hotel. That was his, like, he bought it, I think, in what, the 70s or 80s?
I don't know.
I can't remember. But he was just very, very passionate about the hotel and the paranormal. And, you know, he just had such a great love. And, you know, he's very, very sad. I think, believe he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
In the hotel. And he has been known to, he was a trickster.
Uh-huh.
He liked to play jokes on people and laugh. And he has been known to mess, I don't want to say mess, but for lack of a better term, with people.
Yeah.
Try to contact them, knocks and bangs mm-hmm. and things like that. So I'm sure his spirit was there, you know, plenty of times. And if you watch the Ghost Hunters episode, he was alive at that time. And you know, they had some really good evidence, mm-hmm. Some EVPs and knocks and bangs. And I didn't personally try to reach out to him. But they had a little memorial to mm-hmm. him there, which was really nice.
Yeah. One of the interesting things is there's a video
mm-hmm.
of his cat.
Yes. Oh, my God, the cat video.
Walking in the upstairs, walking into room 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the video, and I'm like, wow, you can see.
It looks just like a cat.
Yeah. The tail straight up in the air
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Going across one of the hallways.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, because most hotels don't have a room 13.
That's,
you know,
true.
Because of bad, you know, people associate it with bad luck.
And
which is very interesting.
Was it a black cat? I don't remember.
I don't know.
But I was just thinking a black cat walking into the room 13.
Yeah. Ooh, woo, 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 woo. Another thing that people don't know, this isn't really like widely publicized, but we found out when we were there, and unfortunately we weren't able to go in the basement,
mm-hmm.
Even though we did find the hidden trap door.
Which we did not open, wink, wink.
Yeah.
We did not open it and look down. No, we didn't.
I didn't. Did you?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. You should have went down.
We opened it up and then it wouldn't shut properly. We were like, oh, kind of panicking, going, oh crap, they're going to find out we looked in the basement. No, so, but we didn't go down there. We just looked.
Here's one of the reasons that makes it so, you know, people term it haunted is there was a plague or some kind of illness outbreak. I don't know if it was cholera or tuberculosis. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was tuberculosis. I think it might have been cholera. Reports say, or some of the people, you just had a knock over here.
I noticed
in your, house. I keep seeing, like, I could have swore I saw like something flying by me and I was like, oh, it's just my contacts. Yeah. And I don't have my contacts in, but I saw something.
Knocks all the time.
Every time we're in the studio here in Joe's studio, strange things happen. But anyways, somebody said 25,000 bodies in the basement, but I think it was 2,500. Okay. There was no place to store the dead. The mortuary needed, and this was the only place in the area big that enough. Had a basement big enough. So there were bodies stored there. So interesting that they don't publicize that.
Yeah.
But there again is, if there's that many souls mm-hmm. Present or you know, bodies that were stored, there has to be some kind of,
and it's bizarre because they
activity
encourage the ghost hunting or mm-hmm. paranormal investigating, mm-hmm. but yet they won't let you in the basement. I don't know why. Maybe it's unsafe.
Yeah, it could be. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know,
because that building is definitely old and definitely yeah. I mean, I know they were working on it. Now there is story out there. Is story? Now there is a story out there that it's closed.
Right. So
it says on November 17th the building was condemned due to structural issues and it was closed. But this is the only place I can see news of it being closed is on a TripAdvisor.
Well, I saw on Facebook.
Okay.
That somebody was complaining or stating that there was a rift going between the investor and the owner. So okay. apparently there must be some kind of, you know, yeah. somebody's putting up money and then somebody mm-hmm. who's managing it.
Yeah.
Doing bad things.
Yeah. And I was looking it up and I found a few incidences where people have paid to stay and they're not refunding their money or anything.
Ooh, that's not
yeah,
good.
So I don't know what the deal is, but I went up on their website mm-hmm. and there's no indication that it's closed. You can still book rooms in that, so who knows?
Yeah.
So do your research if you're planning on going there.
You know, I would encourage anybody. I mean, it's not like, you know, 5-star accommodation.
Not at all, but it's the history. You're staying there for the history.
If you want to stay in a haunted hotel.
And I tell you what.
Yeah, interesting.
The best shower
ever. That's funny, too, you say that.
I forgot about that till now.
Yeah.
It's a shared bathroom throughout the whole hotel. Mm-hmm. Now, technically, it's a 30-room hotel, but there's only like 5 rooms that are actually being used.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shared bathroom, so be prepared to wait.
Yeah, but Joel, you like that shower head that you
had. Oh, my God.
There.
It was like the mega shower. It was like the car wash shower where yeah. it was down the side of the wall and you stood in the middle and it showered you from all edges.
So interesting modern shower in this, you know, yeah. historic hotel. But it was quaint. I loved the woodwork, mm-hmm. the detail, the carving, the history, you know, and it's just
that's like, what I hope that, because they're definitely working on the rest of the hotel or were working on it. And it'd be nice if they would finish it. It'd be nice if I could hit the lotto and I'd just go buy it and finish it and there turn it back go, to what Joe. It looked like in the 1800s.
But, I mean, it's such a neat little town. Mm-hmm. I mean, Joe and I went in this town called Ellendale or something like that with the group. We met at this little restaurant called mm-hmm. Angelina's. I had the best Italian food. I know we talked about it on the show before, but the food was it was just like this little dumpy pizza restaurant. It wasn't anything.
Nothing. It was like, imagine an old plain
pizzeria just walk-up counter type place. Yeah. But they had, I'm not kidding, the best Italian food I ever had. And the portions were ginormous. Oh, so good. But that's the best part about when you you travel to places to do paranormal investigations, mm-hmm. is seeing the sights around, like the little shops we went yep. in, and going to these local places, because, you know, there's history in a history lot of
everywhere
these,
you go,
especially when you go towards the East Coast, because mm-hmm. you know that obviously was occupied further, yeah. you know, as you know, people move west and stuff. But like old towns like New York, Chicago, mm-hmm. Boston, just
and when you amazing. Go there, go to the cemeteries.
Yes, you get so much history there. Oh, our time yeah. has ended. We could go on and on, but yeah. you know, if it really get out there and paranormal investigate, travel, see the world, do things you don't normally do.
That's right.
You know, tell us about it. Tell us about your paranormal experience. If you've been to the Shanley, call our phone number and let us know. It's on our Facebook page. It's on our Twitter.
On the website.
You on know, the website.
Give us your stories.
We'd love to hear if you had some experiences at the Shanley.
If you want to get on the air, just let us know. Hey, it's okay to put me on the air. And I'll edit that part out where you say, it's okay to put me on the air. But tell us your stories. And get up on our Facebook page and get up on our website and check us out. And please share it with someone.
Like, share. We do have a contest still going on.
But yeah, just so much fun things to do when you go out west or out east like that or anywhere. You know, if you go out and to these places to investigate, remember, you're not just going to the one place where you're actually going to investigate. Check out the rest of the things around. I would have never known about the shadow figures in the other building mm-hmm. if I would have just focused on that one
place. Talk to the local people. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you go to restaurants, tell them you're here to paranormal investigate. People will open up and just, they'll share with you. I mean, Joe and I have been to many, you know, towns, and we go to mm-hmm. these little, we go to try to go to like local restaurants because you get local people in there. And once they know you're in paranormal, man, they've got stories to tell you.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because you can, you know, find new places to investigate. Mm-hmm. Always go to the cemeteries, you know, like that's a great place to learn history of you know, the local towns.
And you hear these stories of the ghosts, you may see their plots.
Yeah.
But anyhow, folks, thanks for listening this week. Do us a favor. Go up on our Facebook page. Check us out. Go on our website. Check us out. And pass the word on of our show. Just let all your friends know. And get on our call-in number.
Yeah.
Leave us a story.
Yeah. Have you been to the Shanley? Tell us your story, your experience. We'd love to hear it. And I blanked out.
Oh, okay. So anyways, folks, thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time.
Take care.
Peace. Cats and kittens.
Meows.